The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Hello, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, I will be sitting here with Dr. Herb Slavin and talking about the whole range of different approaches. Some of them might be surprising about those things that are going to be supportive of your good health, well-being, your energy, your sleep, your hormone balance, the whole picture. And I'm going to say good morning to Dr. Slavin and ask him, Dr. Slavin, have you had your coffee this morning?
Good morning, Janet. You know, luckily. You know, we broadcast from advanced medical testing centers, and they have a coffee machine. Because I felt, you know, when people come early in the morning for their fasting lab work, it'd be nice to give them a free cup of coffee. So, yeah, I had some, and we were listening to the program preceding us. I'm not an expert on coffee. So my questions to Janet was, all right, you heard about how good coffee is for you, but it can't apply to all types of coffee. There must be some better than others. And also, what about the way you brew the coffee? There's got to be better approaches to that than others. So Janet's going to fill us in a little bit on that.
Okay, fill you in a little bit. First of all, I was talking about Arabica. 100% Arabica beans is what you want to focus on, because the Arabica beans are the highest quality of the coffee beans, grown in a specific way. And those Arabica beans should have the highest. Without checking, doing some fact checking, I can't say with absolute certainty that they are the highest antioxidant content, but they are the best quality, the best taste. Then another part of the discussion had to do with the antioxidant content. And so if you are choosing like a containerized coffee, the potential for superior antioxidant content is kind of decreased. There was also part of the discussion having to do with decaffeination, and the decaffeination processes actually remove the antioxidant content. And in that decaffeination process, there are chemicals used to remove the caffeine that have the potential not only to get rid of the antioxidants, but to actually damage the coffee. So you're not getting the antioxidant benefit. You are not getting some of the other benefits that typically are associated with consuming coffee. It's very interesting, because over the years, I've told people that probably in the range of 4 cups of coffee a day are beneficial. Those 4 cups would be helpful at minimizing the development of type 2 diabetes. Now, it's very, very interesting, because that's what the research shows. Reducing your risk of developing type 2 diabetes with 4 cups of coffee a day. However, one of the negatives on the other side of that is there are some people out there who are sensitive to caffeine, not necessarily coffee, but sensitive to caffeine. There are people out there who would tend to develop upper digestive distress, like reflex heartburn and so on, consuming coffee. And so those people must absolutely be careful of the type of coffee they consume. The other part of it is when you are consuming coffee, there is the potential for acidification of your body chemistry, which would ultimately lead to leaching calcium from your bones. So one of the suggestions that I've always made to people when I'm discussing coffee with them is make sure that you start your day with a good drink of water, probably in the range of 10 to 15 ounces of water. Certainly adding a little bit of lemon juice to it for alkalizing benefit. So there are so many little details, refinements that can support your good health. And coffee is in that profile of beneficial drinks to have on a regular basis. Dr. Slavin?
Jana, while you were talking, I just looked up. I asked the question. I Googled the question. What's the best way to brew your coffee? I don't think what I found answers that question exactly, but gives a few good tips for coffee. One was that I liked, obviously, don't load your coffee with sugar.
Okay.
That's important. I mean, coffee is beneficial. They even say that antioxidant content of coffee rivals fruits and vegetables, so it's a good source of antioxidants.
Okay, like possibly 7 times what you're finding in wild blueberries. Yeah, very, very high antioxidant benefit.
And then you want to choose a quality brand, preferably organic. That applies to coffee as well as your food. Coffee beans tend to be heavily sprayed with pesticides, herbicides, and various toxins that were never intended for human consumption. So again, get organic coffee. Just like we said, don't add sugar, don't add artificial sweeteners either. So, Jana, if you want to sweeten your coffee, what would you recommend?
Stevia, hands down. Okay. It is, and you can find stevia that's flavored. So if you like vanilla coffee, the stevia is vanilla flavored. There are different flavors
now
that you can get.
Is there, you know, I've heard from people they don't like the aftertaste of stevia. Are there some forms of stevia that are better than others?
Well, it isn't so much that they're better. Taste and your sensation of taste is such an individual thing. You very much want to experiment with different products. And I tell people stevia is an acquired taste, and some of the products are more appealing than others, but not to 10 people in a row. You might get 10 different opinions.
Well, I know stevia comes either in a powdered form or in a liquid form.
Right.
Is it one preferable over another, or you just find out the one you like best?
I think find the one that you like the best, because most of the companies that provide stevia products on the grocery store shelves make it in both forms, liquid, concentrate, and powder. And I think people are familiar with powder, you know, as a sweetener, so they're comfortable with that.
No, not all stevia is organic.
That's true. Not
so
all stevia.
You can find organic
stevia. Organic stevia.
Next, and this is a really a good recommendation, add some cinnamon to your coffee.
Okay, now here, I love the taste of cinnamon. The most common blood type, O blood type, vanilla and cinnamon are on the avoid list of spices. So that makes me very sad because I like both of those flavors. So what I tell people when something is on the avoid category on your blood type diet choices, use it sparingly and don't necessarily expose yourself to it every single day.
If you didn't read that list, could you tell that it was doing something bad to you?
No, absolutely not, because I so enjoy the aroma of both of them and the flavor.
The reason they recommend adding cinnamon to coffee, it can help lower blood sugar, cholesterol, and triglycerides.
Now, one of my clients for a year had a teaspoon of cinnamon every single morning. And in 1 year, her cholesterol and triglycerides went down dramatically.
Here's another reminder. When you're drinking coffee, avoid the low-fat and artificial creamers. So if someone wants to add milk or cream to their coffee, what do you recommend?
Organic half and half. And Organic Valley has absolutely delicious half and half. There are some almond milks that come as coffee creamers with a little bit of flavoring added to them. I tell people, if you are using that powdered coffee creamer, one of the things that you need to look at is the ingredients. That powdered coffee creamer has hydrogenated fats. One of the things we absolutely know you need to stay away from, hydrogenated fats.
Here's another good recommendation when it comes to drinking coffee. Add some cocoa to it because it has additional antioxidants and other health benefits, including a reduction in the risk of heart disease.
And such a nice taste. Fabulous, fabulous taste.
Organic unsweetened cocoa.
Okay. And so, yeah, readily available and absolutely delicious in your coffee. Now, one of the things I'm seeing on the screen, Dr. Slavin, is use a paper filter. What you want to look for is a paper filter that has not been bleached. So the paper should be brown, not white. The other thing is, what's the best way to produce the most health-supporting coffee? And I'm going to say a French press. A French press absolutely gives you clear, very, very crisp, wonderful tasting coffee.
So the way that would, so what you would do first is grind the coffee beans fresh. You don't want to have it sitting around because then it gets oxidized. You lose a lot of the value. And a French press is the way I envision it is you put the ground coffee in it, you put the hot water in it, and then the press part separates the coffee from the water after it's brewed a while. How long would you brew it?
It depends on how you like your coffee. I like really strong, dark coffee. So in the range of 5 to 10 minutes, somewhere in there. And when you get accustomed to using a French press, then you'll find which time frame gives you the coffee that you like the best.
Now, when you would do it, you put 8 ounces of water in there or?
More. I probably would put close to 18, 20 ounces
of water. 20 ounces. And how much coffee would you put in there?
Okay. Like I said, I like strong coffee. Mm-hmm. So I tend to put 3 very generous coffee scoop measures.
So is that a teaspoon or a tablespoon?
Tablespoon. More like a tablespoon, yeah.
And so about 3 tablespoons of coffee to about 18 ounces of water.
Right.
So that's a starting point. So you can either do more or less after you get an idea of the...
You find out. And if the first time that you do it, it's too strong for you, all you need to do is add a little bit more water. And right. You can...
One last question before we go to a break. So you put the coffee and then you add the water. This is water that has been boiling, and then you pour boiling water over it.
Right. And it's filtered, and, you know, it's quality water. Because if you start with quality water, the flavor of the coffee is much, much better. I hear that music, and it means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Hope Slavin, and we'll be right back with lots of good information for your good health. Have your lab work done at AMT Centers, that gives you the opportunity for a nutritional evaluation of your lab test results. Florida licensed nutritionist Janet Cimarelli can offer a review of your lab results with suggestions for dietary and supplemental support to balance your blood test results. For more information, visit amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And I want to remind everyone that Natural Doc Radio is brought to you by AMT Centers. That's Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And Dr. Slavin, we have a seminar scheduled this Saturday. Let's tell our listeners about the seminar.
Okay. Well, you know, our sponsor is Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And to get the information out to as many people as possible, obviously we talk about it on the radio, but we're going to do a seminar. So in person, what you're going to see at the seminar is the actual printout of many of the lab tests we've been talking about. So you can see for yourselves the difference between what your doctors are ordering and what is available. And the nice thing is that most of these labs accept insurance, so it would be covered. And if your doctor doesn't want to order the test, there are healthcare providers at AMT centers that can order the test for you, so your insurance can still cover it. And then we'll go over some of the tests that aren't covered by insurance. A lot of people still want that information, and you can pay out of pocket for that. They call that self-pay.
Okay, here's something that comes up for me about the insurance. All of our health records, the results of our blood tests, diagnoses, all that information, it's mandated now by the government, by the insurance companies, I'm not sure who, that these records be kept electronically. Is that correct?
I'm not sure if it's being enforced at this time. I know that the labs keep a record of it, because if you lose your record, you could always go to the doctor can go to the website and print it out again. So there's a record of it over there. You know, they have these HIPAA regulations, but I guess they only apply to the public, not the government. So I'm not sure how much the government wants to access this information on people. My personal feeling, it's none of their business. You know, your health records should remain your health records.
They should be private.
They should be. And that's why I also am against electronic medical records that are shared in the cloud, so to speak, because they can be hacked.
And that's one of the things that I'm concerned about. So for anyone who wants to be certain of privacy with regard to their test records, one of the ways is to pay cash, correct? Not so, huh?
Well, okay. You know, I would say, all right, two things then. Pay cash and use a different name.
Right. Right.
Then it's, you know, I mean, Ashley Madison comes to mind.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, so, you know, nothing is private. I wonder, not to get sidetracked too much, those people should have used fictitious names. But then you have to remember, too, there's an IP address. So they can always go back and see what computer made that contact with that website. So nothing is secret. Very difficult.
Okay. So
maybe the best way then is to go to a library and use their computer.
Okay. So welcome to a brave new world. There is the concept of privacy.
But then I say
is no longer real.
And I say this to Hillary, if you've got nothing to hide, why do you erase things? But that's another topic altogether.
I guess it is. So you're going to start a political talk show, and that could be very, very interesting.
Well, I think the moral really is don't do anything
electronically.
Don't do anything that you wouldn't want that to get out.
The world to know about.
Right. So if you're doing everything right, you don't have anything to worry about.
Okay.
And you don't have to hide it. And you don't have to have two servers to try and keep it secret.
Okay. So I went very, very far afield from our seminar on Saturday. What time does it start?
It starts at 10 o'clock. We're going to go through the different tests and show you the importance of getting those tests. You know, what's lacking in the tests your doctors are doing. They're just doing tests to see what drugs they can put you on and whether or not you meet any criteria as far as hospitalization goes. But those tests do nothing to identify anyone at risk of getting sick. And that's the difference. The tests they do are the tests designed to determine the extent of an illness, but not whether you're getting sick. And that's the difference. So we want to keep people healthy. It's really preferable.
I like the whole concept of keeping people healthy. That's what we're here about on Natural Doc Radio. And, you know, we talk about supplements, and supplements in this whole big picture are very, very important. But in addition, you must pay attention to your exercise. That is very important, and different people would benefit from different types of physical movement. Then you need to have a good diet.
And I just want to make one other point. You know how you would visit a specialist for various problems, a gastroenterologist, a cardiologist, a neurologist, a rheumatologist? Well, at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, we specialize in functional medicine, another type of specialty. So you don't have to leave your doctor. You can just make an appointment with us, and we are accepting most insurances. It's interesting. We would accept all the insurances except they are limiting how many providers they want. This is their way of controlling their expenses, apparently. So we accept as many insurances as we can. So if you're interested in getting these tests done for yourself, when you give our office a call, you can tell them what insurance you have, and they can tell you whether we accept it or not. But more importantly, we can order labs for you. Some insurances, like HMOs, only allow the HMO provider, the specific doctor named on the, named by you, to order the labs. And the number for our office is 954-748-4991. That's the Institute of Advanced Medicine.
Okay. And if people want to join us on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock for the seminar at AMT Centers, please give that office a call, 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332. And that number will connect you to AMT Centers. AMT Centers will make a reservation for your spot Saturday morning. And I think for many people, it will be an eye-opening experience that they have no idea that it is possible to have a view into their health picture that gives them information. And I'm constrained by the terms of my license, but Dr. Slavin isn't necessarily as constrained as I am about prevention of disease. What I can tell you is you are going to support the function of all of the different systems of your body, support the function of the organs of your body, knowing how that function stacks up if it's low, if it's poor, if it's out of normal range, you have the future vision to be able to change it.
Well, see, Janet, I look at it differently. I look at it as early intervention. In other words, who decided that we should wait till the blood sugar goes high in somebody before we intervene?
And I see that over and over and over and over.
Before the blood sugar goes high in somebody, the insulin levels are high in somebody. Before the insulin goes high, the inflammatory markers are elevated. I mean, there's a whole cascade of events occurring in your body, but if you're only looking at blood sugar, you're missing all the other warning signs, and you don't have that ability to intervene early and tell that patient, by the way, you have to make changes. And it's a lot easier to make the changes in the early stages than in the late stages because so much more damage has occurred.
So much more damage has occurred, and the narrowness of how you have to focus your efforts is pretty significant. And by that time, a lot of people may have lost motivation. They may feel it's literally hopeless. But the truth of the matter is, little by little by little, you can regain lost function doing the right things.
Well, and the other important point is these early warning signs of a problem in the developmental stages occur when someone's in their 30s and 40s. It manifests the late stages of disease when they're in their 60s. So why would you postpone and allow that disease to fester until you hit 60 when it finally becomes apparent based on the tests that your doctors are ordering, when you could have known about it, you know, 20, 30 years sooner and made the simple changes that would have prevented that from occurring, made you a lot healthier, made you less dependent on medication, and allowed you to enjoy life better.
Okay, and that's such a very big issue, enjoy life better, because I'm sure you see it, Dr. Slavin, in patients that are coming to see you for the first time and they have maybe a list of four or five different diagnoses and they have a pharmaceutical for each one of those diagnoses. And then they have interruption in mobility, in digestive efficiency. They have very, very poor quality of life. Their mood may be low. Their ability to move their bodies may be affected. And when they find out that there are things to support function all across the board, and very gradually they are taken off those medications, there's transformation.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, the one thing that it's just human nature to get into habits, and it's difficult to change those habits. But the sooner you can work on that and also be motivated, that's the one thing. If you have a habit, whether it's eating fast foods, putting too much sugar in your coffee, you know, all the little things that we really don't pay much attention to. We sort of do it almost on a subconscious level. That's why they call them habits. You're really doing it without thinking about it. You want to find out, do you have habits that are detrimental to your health? Now you're being told about it. Now it's your choice whether you want to make the change or not. When we come back, we're going to talk about 10 different things you can do to reduce your risk of developing dementia, like Alzheimer's disease.
Wow, I want to hear about that. And to all of our listeners, you're tuned to Natural Talk Radio. And Natural Talk Radio is brought to you by AMT Centers. And remember, we're doing a seminar this Saturday, 10 a.m. Stay tuned for more information.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And as promised, we are going to go through the list of substances that may increase or decrease your risk of developing Alzheimer's. I think, you know, right next to cancer, that's one of the big fears that people may have, that they would lose the ability to have mental function.
Does the mass media, I mean, they talk about dementia, like take this drug for dementia, but do they ever talk about anything you can do to reduce your risks of dementia?
It doesn't seem so. And I was watching television and they were advertising a walk for Alzheimer's. So you're going to raise money. What are you going to raise money for? You're going to raise money for Alzheimer's research. You mentioned a particular drug that they're suggesting for Alzheimer's, but they say in the advertisement of that drug that it does not slow the progression of the disease. So why would people take it?
Now, you just mentioned something. You know, everybody assumes they're raising money for Alzheimer's research, that they're going to find the cause and tell you what to do to prevent it. But that's not what they're researching.
No, no, no.
They're researching for drugs to treat. In other words, ways to make money on your illness instead of ways to keep you well. So here's one of the ways to help reduce your risk. Avoid advanced glycation end products, otherwise known as AGEs. They can cause plaque buildup in the brain. Now, how do you avoid that?
Okay. Advanced glycation end products tend to be the result of having chronic inflammatory response, an abnormal inflammatory response, correct?
Well, what it is, advanced glycation end products, meaning that when you see the word glycation, it has to do with sugar.
Right.
So when proteins have been exposed to sugar and are heated, You get these advanced glycation end products.
I guess that means no more barbecue.
Well, it's a sauce. Right. For example, also French fries. You know, heating.
Okay, because that's the carbohydrate, and when that carb is exposed to extreme high heat fat, you create AGEs.
So, all right, so that's something to think about. Here's an interesting thing, though. They looked at the cognitive health. That's just how mentally alert somebody is. But they did this in mice, and they compared middle-aged, old age, and young mice, and they fed them different diets. And the mice that were fed diets with portions of the advanced glycation end products in it, in other words, similar to the Western diet, they found that the old mice that were fed high amounts of AGEs developed amyloid plaque, and they noted that the mice's cognitive decline was not associated with age, since these symptoms were not found in aged mice not fed the advanced glycation end products. So, that's one type of dementia, though. We shouldn't be lumping them all together, so to speak. Alzheimer's disease is one type of dementia. It used to be, when you label somebody as Alzheimer's disease, the other name for it was presenile dementia. This is a type of dementia you saw in younger people when you normally wouldn't expect to see dementia. You have other types of dementia caused by poor circulation to the brain. You can have dementia caused by little infarcts in the brain, mini strokes, you know, in other words, very subtle. You wouldn't even know you had a stroke, except you see changes in the mental status of the person. Something as subtle as maybe memory issues could be a cause of that. But you need to be aware of all these things, you know. So at the end of the day, whatever you have to do to stay healthy and protect yourself against one disease is also going to protect you against other diseases. Here's another one that's associated with dementia, aluminum. We've heard that before, too. Aluminum has been talked about in the context of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
What about mercury? We're not talking about it as connected to Alzheimer's, but certainly it is a neurodegenerative issue with the presence of mercury.
Well, no, I mean, all the heavy metals can be. But we have to go beyond, you just can't say aluminum to somebody and say, okay, because they don't know where they're getting aluminum. But it's used as an additive in almost everything, including cheese, cake mixes, and milk formulas. And you got to read labels, I guess. And I hope they say in the label that there's aluminum in there, as opposed to just making up a new name for something and eliminating the word aluminum. Now, here's another thing you can do, and I recommend this over and over again. Do a test for heavy metals. You'll get your levels of aluminum, mercury, lead, and arsenic, but you have to do the test right. It's not a blood test that's going to give you the answers. It's a provocative test and a urine measurement. Also, on the things to avoid to lower your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease, artificial sweeteners like aspartame, that's been linked to many neurologic problems, not just dementia. And that one is easy. It's on the label. Aspartame, also known as NutraSweet.
Or Equal. So and it's Equal. The blue package.
Now, a lot of times, and they're so sneaky, these food companies, they'll say no sugar added.
Right. When it says no sugar added, that is sucralose. And sucralose is also known as Splenda.
So in other words, it says no sugar added. You think, boy, this is good. It's going to be unsweetened, but it's not. It's sweetened with these artificial sweeteners that are bad. Not only, so be careful. Yogurt, cereal, diet drinks, they all do that. And these types of sweeteners have been linked to brain tumors, seizures, and dementia. And with aspartame in particular, one of the byproducts of its metabolism is methanol, and that's a known neurotoxin. Here's another one that we've all heard about. I don't know if we're actively trying to prevent our exposure, but it's fluoride. We've talked about that a lot. It's in the water. If it's in the water, it's in everything we're exposed to.
A very high fluoride content in apple juice. So I tell people that they really do want to choose organic apple juice because I think the fluoride contamination comes from the pesticides and fertilizers applied to the apple crops.
Well, here's the interesting thing is fluoride doesn't, you're told you're taking fluoride because it'll reduce tooth decay. It only works topically. When you swallow it, it has no beneficial effect. It'll have other effects.
It has detrimental effects. In populations where fluoride is added to the water, people over the age of 60 have a higher incidence of hip fractures. So it does play a role with regard to bone density and risk of fractures. In children, particularly males over the age of 12 who are given fluoride, they have an increased risk of leg fracture.
Now, they've done the studies with fluoride as well, giving rats fluoride in their drinking water, comparable to what people would be drinking normally in the water. And they have shown a direct correlation between the plaque that developed in those brains of the rats and development of, cognitive decline or dementia in the animals. Here's another one. You mentioned this earlier, long-term mercury exposure linked to Alzheimer's disease.
So if you have mercury fillings, make sure you find a very advanced dentist who will be using oxygen mask and dental dam when removing those mercury fillings. And if you want a little bit of shocking visual support to what we're telling you about avoiding mercury, you can go to YouTube and take a look at the smoking tooth.
Jana, here's an interesting thing. We know that you can get mercury if you wanted to get some mercury. get a vaccine. But you know, it's found in a variety of foods and ingredients, including salmon. I'm not sure why that is. Rice and high fructose corn syrup.
Well, the salmon might be.
Oh, that's right. It's just from the water. It's swimming in. That's where the mercury is coming from.
Well, I don't know about that. What about the idea that it's farm-raised salmon? And they're not necessarily saying that. When you're consuming farm-raised salmon, the feed given to those fish may be contaminated with fertilizers and pesticides, and that
could be another source.
Mercury.
But high fructose corn syrup, another source of mercury. So read the label.
High fructose corn syrup is as contaminated with mercury, and again, that's the genetically modified corn, which is the greatest source of the high fructose corn syrup, and the pesticide that is applied to the genetically modified corn crop, very, very high in mercury. So amazing what we have to watch out for. And it's interesting because I had a client yesterday and I was explaining certain things and she gasped and she said, "Does the FDA know about this?" And I said, well, if this nutritionist sitting in the health food store knows about it, for sure the scientists at FDA know about it. And then I told her about the connection, the swinging door, so to speak, between Monsanto executives and the elite administrators at the FDA.
The FDA not only knows about it, they've already been paid off not to say anything about it.
Well, they're making decisions for the benefit of Monsanto. And what the example of that I showed her or talked about with her was bovine recombinant growth hormone, which was a chemical that was developed by Monsanto, and the person in charge at the FDA who approved the use of the recombinant bovine growth hormone in dairy herds was a former executive at Monsanto who had left Monsanto and had a decision-making position at the FDA.
Now, the next one I wasn't familiar with, but I'm going to read something to you. The yellow liquid used to flavor candy, chips, coffee, and e-cigarettes smells and tastes like butter. It's hard to tell from looking at it that it can obliterate your lungs if you breathe it in. The trouble is, if you swallow it, it can also obliterate your brain. So they go on to say that there was someone that was working in a coffee plant, and he was putting this ingredient into the coffee roasting plant in Texas. His coworkers didn't know about it, but they spent 12 hours a day roasting and grinding the coated beans that would later be sold in grocery stores and restaurants nationwide as hazelnut-flavored coffee. I think that's another point. Since we spoke about coffee earlier, you want to get regular coffee. Don't get the flavored coffees.
And you can find flavored extracts. You can find vanilla, hazelnut, almond, lemon, orange. You can find all kind of flavored extracts in the health food store.
So when we come back, I'll tell you the rest of the story. It's kind of interesting because just how serious this one little ingredient, the havoc it was creating to these people's health that were working around it. But we're exposed to it too. Unless you know about it, and then you can avoid it pretty easily.
It's such a sad state of affairs.
Concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex test and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut or your digestive function is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. Just one more reminder before we get back to our discussion. Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning at AMT Centers, Dr. Herb Slavin and myself will be presenting a seminar about all of the different forward-thinking tests that are available at AMT Centers. Tests that will give you a heads up years before symptoms may appear and allow you the time to address naturally through your diet, lifestyle, and supplementation, avoiding a diagnosis in the future. 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332 is the number to call to reserve your seat for Saturday's seminar, 10 o'clock at AMT Centers. Dr. Slavin?
7200 West Commercial. It's just a few blocks east of University or about a mile west of the Turnpike. Real easy to get to. Now, we were talking about a product that was routinely used. In this case, it was used to flavor coffee, the hazelnut flavor. And the workers who were involved in that company, they were developing some shortness of breath. And they thought they had colds or their allergies worsened, but they never went away. And the doctors they went to assumed they had asthma and bronchitis. Now, this could be anybody. I mean, how many people, you know, go to a doctor with new onset asthma and bronchitis? The latest thing is, oh, you've developed reflux and that's the cause. Well, maybe it's something else. It would take years to learn the truth about those people. It was that yellow liquid had destroyed their lungs permanently.
Permanently. That's the astonishing word in this discussion, Dr. Slavin.
And we're talking about an ingredient called diacetyl. This chemical has been linked to hundreds of injuries, at least five deaths, to both men and women. Men and women who worked in the popcorn factory because they're using it to flavor the popcorn. And other 15, in many companies in at least 15, in many states during the last 15 years. I have never heard this talked about in the media.
And this next little bit of information, scientists and pulmonologists have known for years about diacetyl's dangers and that flavoring manufacturers and National Coffee Association executives have held meetings discussing the risks, but have they ever shared it with the population using these foods?
Not only didn't they share it, the federal government failed to regulate exposure to the chemical. Now, why would you want to use a chemical to give you that flavor when you can use natural ingredients? So we have time to go through some more of these things. And by the way, that was called diacetyl, found in popcorn butter. Linked to dementia besides the lung disease, the permanent lung disease, linked to dementia. It's found in snack foods, baked goods, and beer. So see, I don't think you'll see it on the label, unfortunately.
Hazelnut coffee, yeah, you'll probably not see that chemical listed. They may refer to hazelnut flavoring. Natural and artificial flavors is how they'll umbrella right. Categorize it.
And under that category of natural and artificial flavors, you have MSG. another chemical that is used as a preservative and flavor enhancer in almost every food. Unfortunately, like diacetyl, it also increases the risk of Alzheimer's disease. And not only Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, how do you avoid exposure to MSG? When you go to a Chinese restaurant, ask, are you using MSG? And I think a lot of them have stopped using it
by now. I would say, yeah, because so many people do have allergic responses to MSG. But the how do you avoid it? I have a really simple answer. Nothing out of a box. Nothing that is flavored, processed, manipulated, enhanced. Nothing.
You know, another name that covers MSG is hydrogenated protein. I believe when you see that word.
Oh, I think there are close to 100 different ways of naming MSG that are acceptable to the FDA.
Here's another one that sort of caught me by surprise. Not that I'm a big fan of this food, but nevertheless, soy tofu can impair memory. And that was...
Wow.
Now...
Okay, but they're also suggesting an option there if you're looking for a vegetable source of protein, protein.
And that information was published in Dementia and Geriatric Cognitive Disorders. High tofu consumption was linked to worsening memory. Now, people are using tofu. Now, how do they get tofu? They can... You have a chicken replacement, right?
Yes.
So when you get non-chicken chicken, right? Yeah. That tastes like chicken, but it's really the tofu.
Right.
What else do they use tofu for?
Oh, there's all kinds of burgers and cheeses.
So there are people who can really be doing this excessively and maybe not even knowing it.
Okay.
So tempeh, they recommend is a... safe alternative if you wanted to have soy.
Organic, crucially important.
Here's one we've talked about over and over again over the years, and this is associated not only with heart disease, but with Alzheimer's disease, and that's trans fats. It's found in many fast foods, fried foods, processed foods. Although I think these days, a lot of the labels will say zero trans fats. Now, zero trans fats doesn't, you know, it's funny how the word zero means different things to different people. To us, zero means nothing, not there. But to them in the manufacturing business, zero means less than one.
Right.
So you're still exposed to it. How do you avoid it? I guess stay away from processed foods and you avoid it. Although you can make your own trans fats by how you cook things as well.
High heat and the types of oils that you use. Canola oil is marketed as being a very, very safe choice for sauteing and frying foods. And the truth of the matter is canola oil is a genetically modified seed, rape seed, and that oil has been extracted from that seed and not a desirable choice.
Now, trans fats deprive the brain of oxygen by clogging veins and arteries. So that's the same mechanism that occurs in heart disease, you know, clogging up the blood vessels, feeding the heart, does the same thing in the brain, and therefore robs the brain of another essential chemical, apolipoprotein E, which helps to regulate amyloid in the brain. So Avoid trans fats.
So we talked about the things that you need to know about to avoid the development of dementia. And what is the underlying contributing factor to dementia? It's inflammation. Inflammation of the brain. They refer to Alzheimer's disease as brain on fire. Mm-hmm. Okay. One more, Dr. Slavin.
And here's what we've talked about over and over again in the context of just avoid it. But I think when you link it to a specific illness, it really creates a greater urgency. And that's glyphosate. If you don't know what that is yet, that's what's found in any genetically modified food or
crop.
And the reason that is, see, genetically modified foods are modified in such a way that they are resistant to glyphosate, which is a weed killer. So now they can spray the whole crop with this weed killer, and don't worry, and they don't have to worry about killing the intended food in that crop. But the problem is, when you eat that food, it's loaded with glyphosate.
Not a happy thing. And so my focus here is to end the show on a positive note. How can you support your good health by reducing the potential for inflammation? You want to support antioxidant content, one of the most important things. And what is a really easy, delicious, fabulous way? We talked about coffee, adding some organic cocoa content to the coffee. How about some green tea? Over the course of the day, one quart of green tea will be very, very effective at supporting your antioxidant status. And for men dealing with prostate issues, green tea is fabulous. You want to look for matcha tea from Japan. It's a powder you whisk into the water, not boiling water, warm water.
And how do you make green tea taste good?
I love the taste of it. Yeah. Okay, so what I tell people is add the amount of powder that's pleasing to your palate. So you don't have to make it very, very strong, but use it all through the day. So good for you.
I suppose you could add a little lemon to it.
You could.
That would help.
You don't like
improve.
Green tea, Dr.
Only
Slayton?
The tea I've tried in restaurants where they bring you out a hot cup of green tea.
Okay.
Not my favorite flavor.
Okay, well, we have to get some. We'll have a tea tasting show, and we'll try some matcha tea. Matcha tea is used in the Japanese tea ceremony, so it's very venerated for its beneficial properties in Japan. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in. Remember our seminar on Saturday, 10 a.m., 754-216-2332 at AMT Centers. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.